Local county, one more reimbursement, 29 through 38. 41, beginning verse 29. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put out leaves, you can see for yourselves and recognize that summer is already here. In the same way, when you see these things happening, recognize that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be on your guard, so that your minds are not dulled from carousing, drunkenness, and worries of life, or that day will come on you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come on all who live on the face of the earth and the whole earth. But be alert at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. During the day, he was teaching in the temple, but in the evening, he would go out and spend the night on what is called the Mount of Olives. When all the people will come early in the morning to hear him from the temple. Sunday, we were looking at verses 20 through 28, again in chapter 21, looking at the return of Jesus. And he answers the question that was asked back in verse 5 through 7, is the temple going to be destroyed? Now, he has taken their question, but expanded upon it, talking about the end of time and the return of Christ. But now he comes back to their original question, when is Jerusalem going to be destroyed? And he tells them in verse 20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize that its desolation has come near. And then he tells the people, if you're in Jerusalem, try to get out. If you're not in Jerusalem, don't go in and try to defend Jerusalem, because it is God's judgment on Jerusalem. Now, in 2 Kings 19, God defended Jerusalem from the king of Syria, Sennacherib, and protected Jerusalem, but this is not the case here. Here, Jerusalem is being judged because of their rejection of God and the truth that he was teaching them. In the year of our Lord, 70, Jerusalem was surrounded by the Roman armies, and it was completely destroyed. And Jesus said in verse 24, Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Well, in recent history, Jerusalem became inhabited again by the Jewish people. It was trampled by the Gentiles until 1948, when the nation of Israel became a nation then. They ceased being a nation in the year 70. And then in 1967, Jerusalem was recaptured by the nation of Israel. The time of the Gentiles has passed. Now it's time for Israel to come back into God's plan. God has not forgotten Israel, but they were suffering the judgment of God. And then he goes on in verse 25 and says, there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and there will be anguish on the earth among the nations, bewildered by the roaring of the steaming waves. We talked about last Wednesday about the judgments in the book of Revelation. There are seven seal judgments. Not the seal like steel has in it. When you seal an envelope, you break that seal and open up the envelope, then there are seven bowl judgments, and then seven trumpet judgments. Each of these, now, 21 judgments are what's being referred to here in the sign of the sun, moon, and star. They're severe judgments on the world. And this is what Jesus is referring to in verse 29 of today's sermon. He talks about when you see a tree and the buds, the leaves start coming out, you know that summer is approaching. Here in the winter, most of the trees drop their leaves. And they seem to always drop them in my yard. They don't drop them, they will start. They leave in my yard from anyway. But spring comes. And those trees that for several months were without leaves now start having little specks of green on them. And you know it's getting warmer weather. And the trees, it seems like almost overnight, they go from the little speck of green to a full canopy of leaves. Jesus is using that illustration that they see. When you see the leaves come out, you know the weather's coming to get better. He said, in the same way, when you see these things happen, recognize the kingdom of God is near. These things are the judgments, the signs in the sky, not just like the beautiful moon today. I saw it this morning when it was setting. A lot of us, I'm telling you about it, saw it now as it's rising this evening. I can see a huge full moon. Well, there are signs that are not normal. Judgments coming, fire from heaven, sun blackened, water turned to poison. A large portion of the world is filled by these disasters that are in the judgment of God. When you see those things begin to happen, it's like the leaves coming out. You know the Son of Man is about to return. The kingdom is near. And then he says, truly I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all things take place. Now that's a verse that's sometimes misunderstood. They thought at the time of Jesus, those that saw Jerusalem destroyed, that's the generation they were talking about. But in the context here, it's talking about those that see these signs the judgments of God. The kingdom of God very near. When we look at Daniel and Revelation, it's a period of 7 years tribulation. 3.5 years called the Great Tribulation. We think it gets really bad. Then it tells us in verse 33, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. If we look at Revelation chapter 21, it talks about this. If you think about the earth we live in right now, it has many scars of sin. And archaeologists are uncovering evidences of old cities and old civilizations and things that were buried for centuries. I had the opportunity when I was in the U.S. Navy, which I called Hayes Gray Cruise Lines, but they came in ships, Hayes Gray. And I went to Italy, and we pulled in to the port of Naples, and right there is this huge mountain, Mount Vesuvius. It had exploded, erupted, and buried a city called Pompeii, a city frozen in time. I got could visit them. I took some deep pictures from the top of Mount Vesuvius. It was down looking at Pompeii, and then when I was Pompeii, I took a picture looking back up at the top of Mount Vesuvius. Now, where that picture is, it's somewhere in a box. I think I'll put it out of my mind. That's where you are. Visible, but it's still visible. Well, there was a lot of debauchery in Pompeii that they uncovered. Well, to get rid of all that, there's going to be a new heaven. Look at Revelation 21 to get in church with it. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, prepared like a bride adorned for her husband. Then I heard a loud voice from the throne, "Look, God's dwelling is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his people. And God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Grief, crying, and pain will be no more because the previous things have passed away." Then the one seated on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." He also said, "Write these words are right, because these words are faithful and true." And he said to me, "It is done, done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will freely give to the thirsty from the spring of the water of life. The one who conquers will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowards, faithless, detestable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars, their share will be the lake burning through fire or sulfur, which is the second world." God is going to make everything new. There's a judgment coming. I've been looking at society, especially within the way we raise our children. We're raising them throughout our culture with no consequences. We're teaching them there are no consequences for anything. And we have adults that believe there's no consequences. They can do whatever they want, and it doesn't matter. If someone says something you don't like, hurt them. That's okay, because there's no consequences. It's just about you. We see this going throughout our society. Everybody is able to blame somebody else for their problems. And there's no consequence from what we do. But the ramification of that is spiritual. Society is being taught that there's no consequence for our sin. That we're not going to have to answer to a holy God. And we're being numb to the fact. Sort of like when you go to the dentist and they're going to do a filling, they give you a shot and something to numb where they're going to work on the tooth, but of course it feels like the whole bottom of my face, it has been expanded. I can't feel anything. You see the smoke. Like really, there's supposed to be smoke there. But people are being purposefully numb to what's happening and what's going to happen. That's why Jesus says in verse 24, "Be on your guard, so that your minds are not dull or numb from carousing, drunkenness, and worries of life, for that day will come upon you when they're ready to start, they say, I'm God. Now it's E-N, not O-N, but it fits there. When you say on guard, that means prepared. The other guy's going to try to stick you with his fancy sword. Well, we need to be on guard. Otherwise, we're going to be caught not paying attention. For it will come on all who live on the face of the Lord. Here's one thing you need to understand. Judgment of God is coming to everyone. There is no one that can escape the judgment of God. So what should we do? Be alert at all times. Pray that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of God. How can we have strength? Not on our own. God gives us strength. And how can we stand? Only in the armor of God. And if we look at Ephesians chapter 6, it describes, or talk to some of the kids from the children's church, and they're building their own set of the armor of God, not the armor of God real that's in there, but a representation of the armor of God. What should we do? Be alert. Pay attention. Watch what's happening in the world. Don't just suddenly look around and see, hey, those trees that didn't have leaves now have leaves. But watch for them to start budding out. Watch for the events to be set up that are preparing the world. We are in an area, in a time, when people are being dulled more and more to what's going on. I saw an article today about how the rise of AI is meant, can be used, and is being used to dull people away from seeing the truth. Amazing is computers are not going to lie. And they lie very convincingly because they present their lies as the truth. And since it's on the internet, it must be true. But the AI said it must be true because it's searching everywhere. Another example. Don't you pay attention to what's going on. We need to be on our guard. Be ready to stand firm where God has planted us. And then it tells us Jesus was teaching in the temple during the day. But he was spending the night at the Mount of Olives. But the next morning, early in the morning, you go back to the temple. The people wanted to hear the truth. There are people today that want to hear the truth. Jesus told them the truth. Are we going to tell people the truth that we can hear? Or are we just going to give a shot of another thing? Not them. The events that are happening. We need to be aware of it. And we share the truth. Because judgment is coming from the whole earth. No one will escape. But there's a way to be prepared for judgment. For having the sins forgiven. He offers that forgiveness to you. And then when judgment comes, it's not going to be depart from me and the lake of fire. Israel to heaven. There you go. The sins of the Lord. Lord, thank you that you are returning, that you told us to look for the signs that you told us were going to happen. So we're not caught unaware, but we will see the events occur. Let us choose. share with others that there is a judgment day coming, and they also can be prepared for what is coming, so that when you are the one they see on judgment day, you will not turn them away, but will accept them into heaven, because they have accepted your forgiveness of their sin. In Jesus' name.
Amen.